moment. Teen Audio.
Hi, I'm Yuqing. I'm from the Youth Advisory Committee here at MoMA. And right now, you're looking at The Lovers, painted in 1928 by René Magritte.
What are they doing? They're covered. How can they be kissing if they have, I suppose, handkerchiefs or something over their faces?
Well, he's creating a sense of intimacy, but ultimately the figures are isolated by the hood or the fabric that's over their face.
They're kind of passionate. They're cloaked and they're disguised from each other, so somehow we're attracted to the things that are left to the imagination. Just memories that come to mind of relationships I've had where you keep things from each other and the mystery.
Maybe these are two people who cannot be lovers, and so they're trying to hide their true feelings, hide their identities.
René Magritte's mother committed suicide by drowning herself in the River Sambre. The young Magritte, at the age of 14, had watched as his mother's body was fished out of the river with her wet nightdress clinging to her face.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Many have speculated that this might have inspired his series of artwork in which he obscured his subjects' faces.
He might have got that image in his mind, and maybe he applied the image of the sheet covering to the different aspects of things he saw throughout his life.
The cloth obscuring the faces reminded me of the morgue, so I think that it represents death. The background is pretty gloomy too. But the title of the painting and the fact that the figures are kissing led me to believe that this painting represents the death of love. Magritte, however, disagreed with these interpretations and denied that his works had any relation to his mother's death. Quote, "My painting is visible images which conceal nothing. They evoke mystery, and, indeed, when one sees one of my pictures, one asks oneself this simple question. What does that mean? It does not mean anything, because mystery means nothing either. It is unknowable." End quote. Are we really looking too much into these works, as Magritte suggests? Perhaps art is art because it holds different meanings for each individual.